Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On tonight's episode of Queen Sugar, we talk Give Us This Day with Mary Carmen Lopez. Stay tuned for more. Wow, welcome, Queen Sugar After Show fans. We have quite a loaded show tonight, but we have Mary Carmen Lopez with us. We're so happy you're here to join us. Thank you for coming back. My name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
What's up, everybody? I'm Kelly Skates. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at The Urban Gypsy LA.
And I am Angie Skates. You can find me on Twitter at Angie _ Skates and on the gram at Big_Ange.
Hey, guys. It's your host, Stacey. You can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stace. And in the building, like we've said before, Miss Mary Carmen Lopez.
Hi, guys. Again, hi, everybody. I'm like, where did I go?
Where can they find you?
So many cameras in here. Yeah. It was loaded, huh?
Yeah, where can we find you online?
Oh, me. Yeah. Instagram. Mary Carmen LPZ. Same thing on Twitter.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us.
How is your Twitter going, by the way? Last time we talked, you were like,
I'm working on it. Okay. It's good. I'm being patient with it. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I shouldn't have tweeted that.
Yeah, that's the Twitter effect. Oh my God. You'll be like, delete it for you.
This was a fun episode to watch together. You hadn't read this episode, so it was like,
I wanted to be surprised.
Yeah.
So we get it.
Yeah.
But I didn't read it. I wanted to see what happens, and now I'm heartbroken. Yeah. I don't know what to expect now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wanted it to be like a fun experience to watch it and have fresh eyes for all of us, but it was just like almost saddening. But let's start with the good stuff. We started off with Ralph, Angel, and Darla, and probably some of the most sexy scenes I've seen, right?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about it?
Oh, shit.
Yes. You know,
it was good.
They're so hot together.
Yeah.
That little trickling water, I said, what shower are they in? What shower is that where the water trickles so beautiful. I thought it was beautiful. I really did. I'm happy.
Yeah, and I mean, their relationship is going great so far. That's why I'm like, what happens to Raina?
Yeah.
I feel like we keep watching it with an eye like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? But in that shower scene, I'm like, they are falling all the way in love.
Yes.
They removed all doubt from me. Cause, I mean, like, I have not that I wasn't rooting for Darla, but I was like, she's going to fall off at some point. Mm-hmm. But now I'm just fully invested. I'm like, I really love this relationship and like the way they're filming these scenes.
I agree. I think in this moment, it's going well.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know with somebody that's battling addiction, you're going to have your ups and your downs. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's definitely a high point for them. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
You are rooting for Darla.
We are.
And this.
And I want more. Kofi in the shower. Ralph Angel.
He's not the one you're talking about.
No, Ralph Angel.
We were teasing him once, and it's so funny because somebody tweeted out something like, put Kofi in my coffee because he's so smooth. Or something like that. And we were teasing him because, you know, he's just got the... I get it, girl. I get it.
Episode to show that off. Mm-hmm. And I loved it because Ava said she wanted to write that scene, but she wanted them to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
And it made sense for me because I'm really invested in Darla as this human being that I really feel rehabilitated.
Right. I think now, like, because she's such a, you know, I feel like the word was crutch back, like, first episodes when I wasn't sure if I liked her or not. But now it's like she's such, like, a lifter. Like, I don't know what where it's just people are supposed to be with each other hand in hand, and like everything throughout this episode with their relationship and the way she encouraged him, even from last episode, and like the I love yous, everything was just so perfect. Is too scary, but it was definitely close to perfect.
Yeah, she's definitely very supportive of him in that scene when she's like, you need to respect yourself or something along those lines. It's like she's pushing him and encouraging him to be the best him, and nobody else has really been doing that for him, so it's kind of right on time.
And I think at the same time, she's learning to do that as well.
Yeah.
So that's what was so empowering about her telling somebody else to do that for themselves. Mm-hmm. I love that line with Darla, where it's like, respect yourself. I'm learning that too.
Mm-hmm. And I love her growth, and the great part is she's got this new lady in town, Charlie Bordelon. We'll stop right there.
I think she dropped that tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, this was like how Charlie got her groove back. That's how I felt when I saw this episode. What do you guys think about her, like, woman empowerment?
I loved it. I mean, there were times where I was like, oh, so selfish. But no, that is a powerful woman. That is what we need to do to
I think Charlie is a visionary. Like, I kept saying she's a businesswoman, but she's a visionary. She has a vision. She sees it through. And I think that we don't see women doing that, you know, and making such power plays and just, like, so confident in it. And, you know, we're talking about it because she used Micah as a pawn and, you know, her family's invested in this and, you know, she's not really hearing Ralph Angel out, but it's because she's full steam ahead and she knows what she's doing and she pulled it off. Charlie's my girl.
No, that's true, because I think a lot of times women take on the role of self-sacrificial, and so we're looking at her like, oh my gosh, she's so selfish. I can't believe she's doing that. But no, she still does have everybody else in mind. But like you said, she has a vision, and we can't see it.
Yeah, and that's I've been expecting this for a long time, because they kind of put her out as a strong woman, but then she got put in this field, and it was clear that she was like, wait a minute, I don't know how this business runs, I just got to get my IQ up. And then it was nice to see her finally put it all together and be like, wait a minute.
I've been figuring out this whole time. Nowhere. I've been studying on the side. That's what I love, because, and I love what you just said, because I think if Davis would have taken this role as like, we would have been like, well, he's just trying to get his, and he just, you know. Yeah. But then Charlie did it and just stunned all of us. And I feel like, and especially the scene with Davis where she just gave it to him, but in this most sexy and real way, she was like, you were everything, dude. It didn't have to be like this. Like, I don't have to play like this. I'm going to play you, but I didn't have to. This was on you. That was just...
Oh, and back to what you said, I love that they're showing a woman that is not settling and that is not putting herself last. She's actually saying, you know what? I am thinking about my son. My son's going to have his dad here, and I'm gonna have my sugar mill. I got 9 million. I
have Remy over
here. We're gonna be having Remy over here. Hi, you know? I'm gonna like have everything, and it's okay for me to get it all. Yeah. I love that.
This entire episode, she's just been a tour de force, but she's got a little Remy problem. what do you guys, well, I guess we'll talk about predictions later, but what do you guys think about that dynamic with between her and Remy now?
Well, do you guys think she should answer the phone then? No, what were
Saying? Like, she's not hiding anything. The way that she went about it, omitting things, maybe it's good business practice, but maybe not for her personal relationships. But, you know, I think if she had to sacrifice her relationship with Remy, it was worth it for the end game. And I'm not that mad at it, because, you know, career women do that kind of stuff every
single
day.
And I'm not sure Remy's the kind of man to, I think it's in him to be supportive. I think she needs somebody like Remy. I think he can handle it.
I don't think he's gone necessarily. I don't think he's gone, but
there's a witch.
But do you feel like it was best for him to leave in that situation? Do you think
he should? No, he had to respect himself.
She's also introducing herself to Remy as who Charlie really is. She is this driven, and I'm going to get things done, and I want big, I don't want small.
Yeah. And either you're going to support it or not.
Yeah, she's letting him see it, because a lot of women will play it down.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to speak for every woman out there, but a lot of women out there, they tone themselves down, turn it off. They say the right thing that they know the guy's going to like, instead of just being like,
especially to this mega superstar.
They don't want to intimidate. Exactly. Yeah. Remy's not easily intimidated, clearly.
Right. Yeah. And I don't think Remy's issue was that it was Davis, and they're discussing him coming to New Orleans, which I don't think he knew anything about. Right. So it's just a conversation that needs to be had now between them about where she stands with Davis. Right.
But I will say, she's played everyone as truthfully as you could possibly play them, though. Like doing it in the best way you could, you know? Yeah. She's like straight up, like, I thought she was going to sleep with Davis. I really did.
I thought
she was going to be like, I got to make this play. You know?
I did too. I was nervous about that, because I mean, previews last week had a very, you know, moment where Davis was touching her, but now we saw what it was, and that was shot so interesting. We all kind of had a moment when we saw
it.
That
was
scene.
That part with the hand around the neck.
It was like, I don't like
that. And it felt like the Goldie transaction. It felt like it was someone doing something, or he thought would be doing something for something else.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how it felt. Like, it was like, okay, you want me to come to New Orleans? Swipe.
But that's why I didn't get that. He felt that, okay, because she touched his arm because she's pushing him to be here for Micah, that he thought that meant, okay, we could have sex, opposed to just having a conversation.
Exactly.
And then as soon as she starts telling him her perspective about what happened, he couldn't even look at her at that point. Yeah. And I'm like, this is why you guys can't work. You still aren't a real man.
You don't
man.
Get what happened. Yes. You missed it.
He still hasn't done the work.
Oh my God.
But she's giving him the space and opportunity to do that.
We were kind of all in agreement when he was saying, you know, it's not best for me to come here right now. I'm going to go to New York. Like, I can't be here for Micah. And it's like, bruh, I've been here for Micah this whole time. The only reason we're separated is because of you.
Yeah.
What do you mean you can't be here for Micah? You should be here and I should be chilling.
I'm the one that got hurt.
You know what I mean? Like, you hurt us and you're going to go play in New York. That did not register well with me because it just showed him as...
But now we see how much Charlie is the brains behind his whole success.
Absolutely.
We see
it, like, I never doubted it for a moment. Charlie.
We see it in action, the way that she told the other player, like, okay, and put $5 million in my bank account, and then gets in his face and say, if you ever do that again, like, I'm just like, who is she?
And, like, how do you just got $5 million? Girl, can I get a couple million? I mean, what is really going on?
In 2 minutes, right?
And we're like, donated to charity in one breath.
You saw Frank hung up the phone. Good for you, Charlie.
Yeah, good for you.
And even he got it. Like, she just slayed my whole life.
But,
that was beautiful.
And I think we'll get a little point of contention. Did she slay when she was at that table with Ralph Angel? And she was I thought you did. That was a conversation that I could see both sides of the conversation. But to me, it's like, I don't understand why Ralph Angel can't see that he's part of a construct that she has the ability to help break him out of.
I think, again, when we had Kay on, she brought up the fact that he grew up there his whole life. He was more knowledgeable about the farm than anybody else. And he really needed that, you know, to kind of just help carry him on to the next level. And I think Charlie was just, she was so in her game face mode, you know.
Yeah.
She wasn't really in a space to acknowledge that. And I feel like that's all Ralph Angel needed was that acknowledgement.
And it's also, like you said, he knows the farm because he's lived there and he lives to that, according to that pace, right? Where it's like you work and you live off what you farm. Yeah. And Charlie comes from a fast-paced, business-minded. She's already thinking about the next step when the freaking sugar cane hasn't even grown.
Right.
She's already like, oh, business, this. And I think Ralph Angel is just learning... He's going to learn from her. She's going to learn from him. I think he's sensitive and just at a slower pace, he's just functioning at a slower pace in that sense.
Yeah, she called him immature, but I don't even think it's necessarily that he's immature. I just think he doesn't see the bigger picture. Like, he's more small-minded in a sense because he's only been on the farm and that's all he knows.
But once you hear the story of the Landrys and the Boudreaux and the what they did to your family and the reason that you can't break out of that because they own the mills.
And I don't think it's a negative thing for him to be small-minded. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think every episode I'm really... getting, as much as I love Charlie, we just gave her that. Yeah, we just gave her that boss moment, which she totally deserves. I think in that situation with Ralph Angel, I just don't like that she treats him like a son and not a brother. Mm-hmm. That's creepy to me. Like, and creepy is the wrong word, but it's like I don't like, because she's very like, you need to get on board. We'll all do. It's like you're not even listening. Just listen.
I just don't like that mentality he has of just like, oh, I just want to work the farm and, you know, just...
But she gives him the chance.
We're not even having compromise or conversation for that matter.
But
I
like the fact that he called her on her shit. Like, he called it out, like, point by point. Like, and I don't think that he had ever really done that before.
Yeah, he's like, you're not doing this for Dad.
But she didn't
listen,
though. It doesn't matter.
But he got it out there.
But I guess, do you think she is doing it for Dad, or doing it for herself, or doing it because of that story that she found out about what happened?
I think it's a combination of everything.
I think she'll
benefit from it. Her family will benefit from it, and she is the mastermind. She has the vision.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I don't, you know, because now we have the end scene of him owning the land. What happens next? If there was a little bit more conversation that happened before, I wouldn't be nervous as hell for season two.
I think it's gonna work, because in that same end scene, we find out what Queen Sugar really means. It's about the meal.
It's
the queen.
So even if Ralph Angel decides to go back to the Landrys, she's still got a bunch of farmers.
He ain't going back to no Landrys.
Where he gonna grind the meal? He gonna use the refrigerated trucks now that Charlie got the meal?
Well, he'll go to the Landrys mill.
No, he's not gonna go.
No.
They're gonna fight, but no. I know, we're getting into predictions.
Yeah. I was like, no.
I mean, like we were talking, they still all invested money into that. Yeah. So even though he technically owns it, they're investors.
There's no way he could have actually maintained this land
by himself. Yeah. Absolutely not.
I think that was just like
a seal.
Well, I
think that's also going to force Charlie to listen to Ralph Angel.
Oh, yeah. Because he has more leverage. Yes. My land now.
That's beautiful.
That's going to, like, next season, that's going to open up she probably doesn't have as much respect as she needs to for Ralph Angel right now. And I think that's just going to open up her eyes that she can't control everything. Yeah. And she has to listen to Ralph Angel.
It's going to definitely level the playing field.
Unless that piece of paper goes missing.
And
we'll see.
They can also compete. Like, families, like, it might, I don't know, predictions, right? Yeah. Right. Just shed that
Well, on a more somber note, we have this relationship between Nova and Calvin, which is almost beginning very beautifully. Like, we're kind of going, we kind of like them as a couple. And what did you guys, I guess, think start to finish? I guess the beauty of the relationship and then where we end up.
I think it's reality, like, because you have such a good-looking couple that are really, you know, in love. And in their own internal world, it works. But then you have the ugly reality of these external forces that affect how you guys are able to grow and see each other in that relationship. Mm-hmm. And I can relate from dating outside of my race. I can relate from being groped in public like that and just feeling so vulnerable and so helpless in that situation. And when Calvin punched him, like, yes, okay. But then he spat on her. Oh!
I was
so defeated in that moment.
Nobody said anything. I think that was what was... My shoulders, like, literally tensed up because I literally was looking at her and her reaction. Like, I'm shaking now thinking about it. Yeah, just her reaction was so beautiful. Mm. Like, she's so beautiful the way she handled it because, I mean, I guess it was beautiful just to see, like, how serious that is and how, you know, it was just kind of like this
moment. As an actor,
you're just like, wow. Like
she really took it in and it hurt.
And yes.
A lot of people react, when they're hurt, they react in anger like, oh, no, you didn't. She just reacted and it literally came
on my shoulder. And I was like, oh, my God, we're still carrying so much weight.
And I've seen scenes like that in movies where people get spit on or groped. It just doesn't carry the weight it carried in this scene.
Nah, there was so much dialogue
after disrespecting you, grabbing you, calling you a bitch. Yeah. In public, and then
that's how low you think I really am.
And I think we forget though that this is a part of the larger conversation in the country about cops versus police. I mean, civilians. And we forget the tensions can be that high.
Yeah,
it's such a crazy reflection. And then even now, we see protests every day, so it's such a crazy reflection to see that on the show, especially when the show was filmed. It wasn't that I didn't feel like the tensions were that high at the time.
About Shaka, they've always been high for me. I always have felt in this world that my skin is a weapon, and you know, or is considered a weapon, you know, and it's very real. And to see the realities that play out in my own life and in the environment around me on this show so accurately, like it provides a little bit of healing in my heart to see Nova go through that, because I can relate on so many levels, you know.
And it's going back to, like, the relationship of, you know, Calvin and Nova. Like, you're right. What they have is so beautiful when it's just them two. And then you open it up to the ugliness that it's the world, like, the judging, the whole, you know. And I think that's why I like Hollywood and Vi as well. Because they're tearing down these walls where it's like, who cares if she's older? If they have something beautiful that works, like, what does it matter? And it's nice to see that on screen, to be portrayed, like the vulnerability of women as well, that sometimes we like shell up, you know, we're like, hell no, like we're tough. But to see it played that way, that just the directors, I think it helps having women as directors, especially writers.
I think so too.
I'm just upset we didn't get that moment of like, you know, retaliation, you know.
Yeah, part that made it worse was that, like, Calvin couldn't do anything. She was so stunned, and it's like he got away with that almost.
I love that she didn't react. I love that she really took it in and said, you know what, this is really fucking
because I think she's probably still shocked that he grabbed her ass.
I was still on the last
one. I called her a bitch first.
When you're watching, it was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's exactly how it felt. Like, by the end, I'm like, I'm confused.
I didn't even breathe until a few commercial breaks. I was literally like this, stunned while the commercial break was going on. And then I finally realized, oh, wait, you're not breathing. Because I was just that shocked. Like, did that really happen?
Because a lot of people, unless you're in that situation, would jump to violence. Oh, I would have whooped his, or, no.
I felt angry. No. It's disrespect. I think it's from that quiet anger that just built up.
And the disgust that, I mean, it's on your face and you don't know what to do and you're just like humiliated.
Right. Yeah, I think that's such a good point because we do see that. And I think in another show, maybe I've seen it differently and I'm like, girl. Mm-hmm. But it was so not that kind of moment. And like, I don't know if you guys felt that Calvin would have, I mean, I trust Calvin's character now. I think before, you know, we were kind of achy on it. But I think the way he reacted was also just so like telling of their circle, of their union versus, you know,
Their bond.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that he's taken the steps to also give her her place as a woman and not be the other woman, I mean, that's a big step. Mm-hmm. Like, not only for, you know, to make their relationship work, but it's, I mean, they're out in public together and people aren't going to like it. They're going to do...
Yeah, I'm starting to like them as a couple, so I'm hoping this incident doesn't detract away because I can see how that could quickly.
You don't know, but she'll take it real deep, and it will be. The thing is, last time something like this happened, you know, with the Too Sweet situation, mostly because of Calvin's reaction and not really being a part of helping her with that. Yeah. I think that did make Noble pull away from him, and you know, he was married. So now that some of these things are not in the way, and now it's just this is.
I'm excited to see where it goes.
I wonder what happens next.
Do you even want to go out in public?
Yeah, exactly. Like how that do you chills you so much.
Free and enjoy each other's company without looking like, oh, is this another one that feels that way? Is he going to come up at like, how do
especially
you
especially from this type of night because it was like their first, like they were still like having their idyllic moment.
She had her
and
little
like,
top knot, Stacey.
She was free as a bee. But anyway. No, but you know what's crazy about even what you said about the freedom? You know, their biggest barrier was a whole other marriage. Mm-hmm. And for them to be in freedom and still not be free?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like what we were talking about. Like, it's like, after you get out of jail, you're still
in jail.
You're still in jail.
Hey, guys, life is hard.
If it ain't one thing, it's another.
Just like we got now with Hollywood.
We got support
each other. We finally get some what we think is closure, right, Jay? We just don't have it. What were your thoughts about this 6-month stint? I know we had some different views.
I'm mad.
Me too.
I'm real mad.
His feelings are butt hurt. Yeah. Like, and it was just a dance for real, Hollywood. Like you keep saying, he got a whole ass wife.
But not, come on, not really.
You had a whole ass life that you did not talk about, you did not tell me about, and you just saw me dance one time.
And you go away for 6 months?
You could have came and checked me. You could have been like...
So given that situation, you guys would have reacted differently if you saw your guy dance to another, your older guy dance to another
Young. Yeah, I would not have went away for 6 months.
I wouldn't have gone for 6 months.
I would have had a conversation.
Not at the rig. It feels like an amazing gig or something. Yeah, but at the rig, come on. You could have did your regular rig routine.
Sometimes I took a 6-month leave. It's like... That's such a manly, emotional reaction to me, though. It's like, you didn't even have the, you know, not to go on all men. That wasn't what I meant. But it was, maybe it's telling of just Hollywood, but to me, it was a little bit more extended. Because I love that Ava wrote this and a woman wrote this. And it's kind of like, sometimes they're irrational. You know, they try to go on us being irrational.
Well, we're sensitive individuals.
Oh, yes,
as you should be. We all are sensitive. But I think his reaction is so interesting and so different from her reaction. You know, she... came by a couple of days later with a freaking plate of mac and cheese or whatever, you know, and you leave for 6 months. I mean, what's going on?
Because women are like 8-lane emotional highways and men are 1-way streets.
Yeah. That's
true. Hey, now. Break it down to the traffic.
I liked it because I felt like that would have been my reaction too. I'd have been like, you know what? I just need my 6 months to go and forget you because you've had me in limbo for so long and I've been trying for so long. It felt like week after week and he was just trying and trying.
It was like two weeks.
I can't.
Honestly, like, I think Hollywood shouldn't have gone away for 6 months. I think it was a little, like, over the top. I'd be like, yeah.
2 months, yeah. Okay.
Like you said, he had another wife. We know the circumstance.
Yeah.
We know that, okay, he had to be with her for
right.
the healthcare,
so
whatever.
So we can forgive
but
you.
But tell me.
Exactly.
Tell me, and then let me choose if I want to be a part of this. Let me choose.
I like think I said, she brought the mac and cheese over, so clearly she was softening up, but yeah. they still weren't
and
on the same
and
page.
Then by the time, you know, he sees some softening up, and then she's dancing, you know, doing her thing. So it's just sort of like,
well, she could dance.
The thing is, there was a break in that because, you know, he had been in town for a while and he didn't tell her. So it was a trust thing. Like she said, you know, I was still looking for trust. So it's hard because now trust is broken on both ends, it seems like, which is very sad because...
But I feel like that's what men do, too. They mess up, and then they try to be like, oh, well, you hurt me, so now I need
time. Yeah, it's like, dude, Ryan was so... Like, I went out, and you... Oh, my
God. Stop being petty.
Yeah, like, if he literally would have went up to her and was like, hey, bye, she would have been like, bye, dude, and talked to him. Like, come on, you know that. And he... was so in his feelings.
I love that scene with Violet, like, dancing. I was like, oh!
Gina! Do you guys feel that Ralph Angel should have told her and gave her a heads up?
And, yeah.
He's so petty. Talking about after we saw you grinding with that man. I said, Ralph Angel.
Team are you on?
You're trying to be funny right now.
I forgot to give...
I mean, I understand that he forgot to give her that. That's fine. But the way he ended it, you know... After we saw you grind,
By has his back.
He had a little attitude.
He could have been on that man. I love it. I love the way he talks because I've hurt you. I love it.
Oh my God.
I'm really going to get that accent
now. And well, we end this episode now, I guess, with this big news. And I think probably that's why they call it, what they call it, Give Us This Day, you know, Our Father. And so these are like the words, the last words of Ernest Bordelon. What did you guys think about this interesting twist?
I thought it was beautiful. I loved it.
I think it was the piece that Ralph Angel finally needed to believe in himself. Absolutely. So that Charlie and everybody else can. Mm-hmm. And I think this will get him to that next level. This will put him on the same playing field as Charlie, to be willing and dealing, you know, in the same kind of way, I think, to give him that confidence. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy for him.
Because confidence is key. I think what Ralph Angel needed was that confidence, and you can do it. Like, you're smarter than you think you are. Mm-hmm. I think those words, as a viewer, just hearing them on screen, I think everybody loved hearing it, because I just teared up, like, when he was reading the letter, and then his voice comes on, and... I think he needed to hear that. Yeah. And I think now it's game on. Yeah. And I think him and Charlie might...
And I feel like it came at the right time. I feel like if it came in too much sooner than now, then he wouldn't have been ready for it. He would have just started acting out irrationally, thinking like, I'm in charge and not knowing anything. So I think the fact that his sisters challenged him so much, it forced him to do his research and get on his game. Mm-hmm. And now this is like that extra confirmation.
I totally agree. I think because he did just have an amazing idea, even though it didn't fall through, we know he is capable of more amazing ideas. Right. And I think it was so beautifully shot first. Like, Kofi, you freaking killed that scene, because that was so emotional. Like, him shaking, reading the letter, like, oh my God, it was just so perfect. And I am sad that we didn't get to experience the dad a little bit more, but now I understand why and everything. So it's just, I'm really happy for Ralph Angel. I really am.
I love the words of those letters, because I felt like we've been living with this sort of yoke of this past prison sentence and being a convict. And I don't think we've really had Ralph Angel have a moment of believing himself and separating himself from his past.
And that's why I think him and Darla work right now. And I think that's why so many people love seeing them together, because you are not your past. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something we all, individuals just love knowing that and believing that, where it's like, you know what? You can't judge somebody based on something you did ages ago. Like, people do grow, people do transcend, people do change for the better, you know, if they really want it. And that's, I mean, as Raina, I'm like, no, Darla.
Speak up for yourself.
But as a viewer, I understand, and I can relate to that. And also, like, I mean, I don't know, who knows, maybe like Darla and Raina, like, I'm all for, like, a buddy there, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just women helping each other out. I think it's just one of those things where who knows where it's going to go.
Yeah, because we did have those scenes when it almost was like you were sizing up Darla, but then you still called her to, like
yeah, I didn't if really Darla drops the rock, Miss Raina Gold comes through. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's funny. I just think, I really don't think, I mean, I didn't know, I had never seen the mom, you know?
Yeah.
Raina had never seen the mom. She's seeing pictures and it's like, oh, now it makes sense. Oh, shit, I probably just messed something up. Whatever.
Yeah, babysitter.
That was petty. But, you know, who knows? But back to Ralph, Andrew, and Darla, I think that's why they work, because he's also an ex-convict. Sometimes I think he puts Darla down here and shame on you for having that addiction. Shame on you. Mm. But they have a similar story where they're trying to better themselves as people.
Mm-hmm. I think you almost need a 12-step process after prison of like rehabilitating yourself and then dealing with society.
That's another conversation. Yeah. But it's like, why hold up people in a jail cell? Like, no, help them progress. Help them move forward.
We don't there needs to be some sort of wellness part to it, you know? Absolutely. Now, I'm interested in knowing, when you were filming those scenes with Darla, what was your direction? Was your direction to take her in a way that was, you know, any animosity?
You know, it was funny because Bianca's great. And I think I was just shocked. Like, when I saw Darla and Ralph Angel in front of me, I honestly got, like, nervous. I was like, you know? So it was really funny. The direction was, I had never seen Darla, you know? And I had never, interacted. I had never, you know, Ralph Angel drops off Blue, Aunt Vi picks up Blue sometimes and vice whatever, but I had never seen the mom, and I think Drano was genuinely shocked, like to see the mom back in the picture.
Mm. Yeah, we love those scenes because there's so much nonverbal stuff going on, so you're hearing what you're saying, but you're like,
but I think the fact that you called her took away a lot of my original thoughts, because the scene before that was like, who are you? And the next was like, girl, I want you to be, and now I know who you are, like, you can come. So I feel like I didn't know if it was a sizing up thing the entire episode. I remember, know, but I know it's a little far back, but also the episode that you got to film with the beautiful other farmers that unfortunately lost somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a powerful scene.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it's funny.
I read a lot of your tweets that day, but anyway.
Jacinto, actually, the actor one of the actors that was...
Was crying?
Yes. Oh. I'm blanking on the freaking name. I hate when I went in. But Jacinto is the actor. He's from San Antonio, and we actually went to the same high school.
Wow. Oh, wow.
His cousin is my best friend.
That's
crazy. Weird. I don't know why. It was weird. So when I saw him, I didn't know who was playing this guy. So I was already, you know, thinking about what I was, you know, going to translate. It was just one of those things. And I saw him, I was like, oh, shit. But I just think it was that scene in particular was just, when I read it the first time, I was like, wow, like, they are telling my story. They are speaking for my uncles, for my family. Like, my family is that, if you want to call it a stereotype, they are the workers. I come from a working family. The ones that you know, and not to say, like, make fun of, but it was the truth. Like, they were the workers that would hang out at Home Depot, you know, and look for work wherever they can get it. And but anybody else would see them as just that. They don't think that, you know, they have loving family, dads, and, you know, like if it were my mom, you know, she cleans houses. Somebody probably just sees her as a housekeeper. But no, my mom loves Frank Sinatra. My mom loves, you know, like, those little details that I think were just so beautifully written into making that person a person.
And it was so nice just to tell a full story, because there's so many people involved in, you know, what Queen Sugar is.
Yeah.
And I love that Ava makes sure everyone gets paid attention to.
Yeah, and I think Oprah tweeted that night where it was just perfect. That's what we as human beings want, just to be seen as people. And it not labels, not what you do for a living, because that's not who you are, that's what you do. Who you are is who you are to your loved ones, to your family, to your friends, to your boyfriend, to your wife, whatever it is, that's who you are. And I think that was just a beautiful way of telling that story.
They've been remarkable at doing that all season.
The writers are great.
So on a rainy day, insane. Like, watch Creature. I just realized how many lines I need to go back to that I haven't taken notes on.
Oh my god,
this episode was like a confidence, like, it's weird, like, I just didn't imagine being this in love by the end, in terms of with almost every single character.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that rarely happens on a show. You got your two favorites, possibly a third, but every single person like has a story. I mean,
invested.
And they're well-rounded. Very well-represented.
Everyone is full-fledged, yeah. And you're like, wow, they have more. They're just, no one's surface level, and it's it's really insane because...
You know, it's great that when you watch, when I watch the show as, you know, as a viewer, just, like, watching... we needed a show like Queen Sugar to let you cry, to let you cry it out, to go to those places and put emotion into places that, like, sometimes they just get ignored, you know? Yeah. And, like, just back to what I said earlier about the vulnerability and those weak, like, the whatever. Like, I just think we needed a show that lets you cry and lets you be sensitive and it's okay and it tells the stories. And, I mean, just this whole season was... That's what you've got on set, off set, and now you get, like, seeing it on camera, it's, on screen, it's like, wow. Like,
and not everything is fixed, you know, it's not all stories. Fine, yeah.
Yeah, it's everybody's stories, different stories, and everybody, it's not just a face, it's a person, it's a full package.
Yeah, yeah, that's what, it's beautiful because it's not... All fine. You know, even when you get some shows that show, like, the reality of a situation, maybe by the end the person's in jail, they won the lawsuit, they've got the restitution, they got the money, and here you feel just very, like, a very raw sense of reality.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go into our predictions and see what we can...
We've been trying.
I didn't hold back. I'm like, I don't know.
I forgot what I was trying to say for the end.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about what Charlie's going to do with the meal, that whole little scene with her writing Queen Sugar in the sand. I thought that was really powerful. And I think we're going to just see her struggle with balancing that, balancing Davis being around and trying to balance Remy with the like siblings. I think we're going to see a lot of stuff go on with that. I think she has to talk to Remy. You guys know I'm Team Remy, so I feel like she has to really have a good conversation with him. But I don't think it's gonna like fix itself right away for sure. Micah's not gonna want Davis around. Like, there's gonna be a lot of tension in that area. I have no idea what's gonna happen with Nova and Calvin. I don't know what else. When you guys start, maybe I'll chime in.
Let me pick up on that note. I think, like she said, there's going to be a newfound respect for Ralph Angel, and he's really going to be able to affect change on the farm, and I think it'll definitely strengthen the relationship. It might get worse before it gets better, right. But the relationship between the siblings are going to be strengthened ultimately. I think Hollywood and Vi are going to figure it out. I think that, I don't know, I think Remy deserves something
better.
Maybe.
Something too.
That's. Yeah. And I think that he's not going to find his way back to Charlie right away. I think that that relationship is going to be a little bit tarnished, and she's going to have to work to do that, but she has so many other things on her plate, she's not going to be able to. And then Calvin and Nova, I think they're not going to give up because we know that Nova's a freedom fighter. Like, she fights. I don't know. I think it's just going to be like a kind of an uphill.
Ooh, so many relationships.
I know. It's so, so rich with the relationships. And then Micah, he's going to act out. He's going to act a fool with Kiki. They're going to go buck wild.
Yeah, I can see that. I will just say that I really want to, like, congratulate Ava and everybody on this team for such a beautiful first season. A lot of shows. I mean, we do so many shows here. So, like, to just be, like, so invested episode one all the way through, it's an honor. So, congrats to you guys and you, girl. And for coming back, we love you. So, I would say... I also totally agree with you about the Remy thing. I do think he deserves better, and I just think he deserves the better version of Charlie. This is a beautiful version, but she's gonna we need the better version. And I think he's gonna pull that out of her. So I don't think it's that he doesn't deserve Charlie or he doesn't need her or whatever. I think they'll be together. It's just she's gotta grow and she's gotta realize when to slow down and
Mama
pause.
Says that
you know,
love does that to you.
You know, that good love it. You know, so we need that to equal out. But I do feel like it might take a minute. I think Davis is going to be in New Orleans. That's going to be a blast. I don't even know what that looks like. I think Micah and him, unfortunately, are going to fight a lot. But I wonder when they're going to... I don't know, because the way the dinner or the lunch scene happened is, like, he's not even looking for his dad right now. So, I don't know. Calvin and Nova totally agree. They're not giving up. You guys look so sexy together. Please make it work. It's going to be okay. Vine Hollywood. She was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess... I don't know. I feel like I should just piggyback. I don't know either. I don't know. Because it was just so petty for you to leave. So, like...
And my thought is...
He might change his mind. Like, while he's away, he might...
I think he better because Auntie Vi is popping. So, 6 months is a long time.
I want him to work. Yeah. Hollywood and Vi are just... I love that whole
thing. They're like they were our first like pure couple where you were just you're my place to run to when I need some
happiness. When all the other chaos is happening, we'd be like, okay, this is a scene we can identify with. Then you know,
not so much
human life happens. Yeah. So, and then I think Darla and Ralph Angel. Well, I love the dynamic right now. I'd love to see either we see Darla with way more responsibility and see what that looks like. I think that'd be interesting, especially having Auntie Vi see that, because right now it's like that, you know, today I was saying, wow, they're like in love, like when did that happen? Yeah. And now that that's the case, Auntie Vi is going to play a part in that, and I'm sure the rest of the family is too, so I'd love to see what that looks like. And I'm hoping it goes well, because I still have a little bit of reservations with her. As much as I love them, as much as I love, and the water glistens on their skin.
Oh, you have reservations with Darla?
A little bit.
Me too, girl.
A little bit.
Me too.
You know, I just don't know. Well, you know,
it's funny because if you're talking about this as like a realistically, you know that somebody battling addictions, like we were saying, ups and downs. And it is, when it's good, and when it's bad, personal experience, it's bad. Mm. And so I think that might be a part of it where... She might have lows. He might have lows. And I think that's going to be interesting, too. I mean, lows. And I don't think she's fully, Darla as a character, I don't think she's there.
Yeah.
Like, I want her to get there. But I think it's going to take a little more.
She's still in the danger zone.
Because it's really easy right now. Yeah. I mean, maybe easy is the wrong word, but it seems real smooth. And I'm like,
well, I think she's going to fall off addiction-wise, but they've really just let me fall in love with them as a couple. Yeah. So I'm hoping that if she falls off addiction-wise, he's there to help her and like they're able as a unit to get back together.
He might be, new responsibility of being the farm owner now, like of the Bordelon farm. I think it might give him that extra power to lift her up, and
that's
empower her.
I think things will go left with this Will. I think that Will's going to go left. I think something's going to happen where it causes so much contention that we're not going to get that result of him just feeling like I have an equal voice. Yeah. Oh, well.
It can't never be so we're good now.
So now I can talk.
Easy.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be the case. Yeah.
Right. So I think I feel like it might even add more stress to Ralph Angel to where he's not able to be there for Darla. And she might be like, okay, I'm always here for you. I need you to lift me up sometimes.
No, girl, we ain't got time for that.
Why?
We don't have to. Like, I can see it.
You mean like right now it's working because they're both in the same place, but this is going to put Ralph Angel.
Yeah, it's going to take him away.
No, I don't think that might pull her towards something else.
I don't think if she goes back, he doesn't have time to pull her up if he's taking on so much responsibility.
Well, I'm not saying like she relapses, and I'm saying like as a human, she's going to need support and uplifting too.
I didn't mean that. That was real.
Even if she had no addictions, That's human.
I didn't mean to laugh at that, but it's not an easy situation.
Yeah.
I don't know
who we're laughing at right now.
Well, I'm nervous for Charlie next season because I think the way they have her set up, I see nothing stopping her, nothing getting in her way. And that's just not reality, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, because right now she's got money. Like, to me, what really holds you back is money. The more of it you have, the more equal footing you can put yourself in. She's just being able to find more and more and more. So I think they're going to throw something in her way that's going to really... It might be personal that, you know, ends up with the Davis or what have you, but I was upset not to get my Davis and Charlie reunion that
Ooh.
I...
Ooh.
But you know what? You know what? What I do see from Davis throughout the season... The mannerisms. He's very, like, he's like a 16-year-old kid. Like, the way he, like, looks at her and looks away. And the way
like,
he...
He's... killing it.
Yeah, he talks to the 16-year-old.
Yeah, we're going to need him to grow the F up.
So I'm waiting for that moment. Yeah. And I feel like he's going to come to New Orleans and grow up. I feel like he's got to, right? And his son is there, so.
The magic of NOLA.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned that he's been very consistent, like, as a character.
Oh, yeah.
He was 16 the first time we met him, too. Yeah. Like, just as, you know, the same type of 16, dude.
Still looking away during the conversation. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Like, his mom was talking to him almost, and he was just, like, shy. Yeah. Yeah.
So that, I mean, that tells as an actor as well as, like, just how much he's embodying, like, that he's not mature enough to I don't want to say to grow up, because it's not as simple as that. I think it's to just, like, pick himself up
to face himself.
Thank you. That's exactly what.
But you know what? He's got to have. I think he's probably got some history behind him that
maybe we'll find.
Exactly.
That out.
That's a little bit deeper because you know we're all flawed, and Queen Sugar's going to expose all of them. I'm glad you guys can laugh. I'm about to cry. This show has been so amazing.
I know. I'm so sad.
We're so happy you joined us for our last one. Like, this has been incredible. Yes. Like, yeah, we just love Queen Sugar. Every part of this show, we're just in love with. So we're so happy you joined us. So, well, to our fans out there, hopefully you enjoyed our after show. We love you guys, and hopefully you'll take the ride with us next season. Yes, my name is Shaka Smith. Too. Yes, coming up. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
And I'm your girl, Kels. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at The Urban Gypsy LA.
And I'm Angie. You can find me on Twitter at Angie_Skates.
You guys, I'm Stacey. You can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at OneTakeStace. And thank you to all the other actors and writers and everyone else who came to hang out with us on set. We love you. Thank you.
Love, love, love.
And Mary Carmen, where can we find you?
Instagram and Twitter at Mary Carmen LPZ. And thank you guys for being so amazing.
Absolutely. Yes.
Give me a shout.
Love you.
This is why it's fun. Yes.
Bye, guys.
Bye,
bye.
Guys.
Executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.